This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. It is my cross to bear, and I've been in therapy since October of 2017. The point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to this disorder, and also in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about emotions as a narcissist. Do narcissists have emotions? You know, can we feel, can we hear, I mean, not hear, can we feel what, do we get sad? Do we cry? Do we love? The answer to all those questions is yes. Yes. Clearly the most simple answer to that question is going to be yes. And I think people, they use the blanket statement that like we narcissists are just like, you know, robots and stuff like that. And y'all gotta excuse the background noise. I'm at the beach right now. I can't film it inside and I'm outside trying to film in the stairway. But and people just, they're being loud for no reason. But yes, like I said, the simplest answer to the question is going to be yes. We as narcissists do feel emotions. I'm like, I think people think like the blanket statement goes like we are robots. Like we are like literally robots that don't feel, that we are just programmed to hurt people and decimate people and destroy people. But I just know myself personally that your normal run-of-the-mill narcissist like me, just the NPD people, we can feel emotions. It's just the fact that I don't like to feel a lot of times. Like a lot of times I feel like emotions get in the way. You know, other than anger, I feel like all the other emotions can get in the way a lot of times. Even, and you know, anger gets in the way a lot of times too, but anger is easy. I feel like the emotion that most narcissists feel quickest and easiest is going to be anger. That's why you have the term narcissistic rage. You don't have narcissistic love, narcissistic sadness, narcissistic happiness. You have narcissistic rage because anger is easy. Anger gets the job done. If I want you to be quiet, I can get mad and start yelling. If I want, it just gets the job done. It's the easiest way to get the job done sometimes. And, you know, like I said, I can feel all the other emotions. I can be happy and sad and stuff like that. But like I said, I don't like to feel it. So sometimes I'll you know, just push it down. You stifle the emotions because I feel like logic is key. Think with your head, not with your heart, because your heart will get you hurt. And that statement right there I just used, that your heart will get you hurt, I use that a lot of times in my one-on-ones when I'm talking to people, because I feel like when your heart and your mind are not in alignment, you'll end up hurt. Because your heart a lot of times is going to overpower your brain and put you in situations that you shouldn't be in because you're in love. Love overpowers logic sometimes. You'd be like, I know this relationship is terrible for me. I know this person is toxic for me. I know all this stuff, but I love them. So I'm not going to leave them. I'm not going to abandon them. And that right there, I'm just telling you, it just, when I hear that, I'm just like, sometimes I'd be like, I know it's going to sound weird. I'm thankful that I'm a narcissist sometimes, because I see people get trauma bonded and be in situations like that. And I'm just like, goodness gracious. I'm glad I can't get like that, because I don't want to feel that way. I'm just like, and you know what I mean? And the empathy, I know people are going like, but can you feel empathy? Yes, I have empathy, but I feel like I have selective empathy, because like sometimes I can turn it off. I'm just like, I can choose not to feel bad for stuff. You know what I mean? And I think one of the main things that therapy has helped me deal with is the whole empathy thing. But like, I don't think I've gained empathy by any means. I think I've just like learned to better understand where people are coming from in emotion, when emotions are involved, when people are unhappy, when people are sad and out, you know, people are sad and crying and stuff like that. Because a lot of times you'll see when you start crying, a narcissist probably will just stare at you. They, you know, they'll get mad at you. They'll get angry with you. They'll shut the door on you. Like if one of your parents died or something like that, you'll be in there crying, looking for support and sympathy. And the narcissist will shut the door on you or scream at you or tell you to get over it, something like that. Or just use the old term, like, you're too emotional. You know what I mean? You didn't die. Why are you crying? You know what I mean? Or they were old. It was their time to go. Why are you crying? You know what I mean? Stuff like that. Because we don't understand it. Like, sometimes I still find myself doing it now. Like, I don't understand it, you know, because, like, my aunt, I've had aunts and grandmas and stuff pass away, and I'll be just chilling. You know what I mean? I'm just like, I'll find out, and I'll keep moving. And my wife was like, who is that? I'm like, well, I found out my grandma died, and I was in a grocery store. And my wife was like, who is that? I was like, oh, this is my mom telling me my grandma had passed away. I see her face got all red, and she got sad. She's like, oh, my goodness, I'm sorry.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So sorry for you. I'm like, I mean, it's cool. I mean, she was, you know, she was in her 70s. It was time. And she, I could just look at her and tell. She was like, what in the hell is wrong with you? You're not going to feel sad or something like that? Just like, I was like, no, I'm good. I was like, she had a good life. She lived a good, strong life. I mean, it was her time. You know what I mean? And I know my wife was looking at me. I remember that look at the grocery store because it happened twice. My aunt died. My grandma died. And then my aunt died. We were both in the same, we was in the same grocery store, like a couple years apart. And I was, I like, my wife was like, who was that? I was like, that was, my wife was like, who was that? And I was like, I like, well, that was my mama telling me my aunt had died. It's like, your aunt died? Oh my goodness. I'm like, yeah, she passed away. She's like, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. Like, let's just head to the house. Like, we'll be good. Let's just, like, when we get home, we'll be good and whatnot. So I was just like, just process it later on. I remember talking to my therapist about that. I was just like, why don't I cry when people are sad? You know what I mean? I asked her that. I was like, why don't I cry when people are sad and whatnot? And she was like, the tears will come when they need to come. The tears will come when they feel necessary. And yeah, I ended up crying at the funeral and stuff like that. I did end up crying at the funeral because I remember that. I was like, okay, I can't cry. I can't feel sadness. So that brought me a little happiness. That I could feel. It brought me a little happiness that I could feel sad, you know what I mean? In that moment right there. So I got happy that I could feel sad. But I think one of the main things that has helped me the most with my, you know, with my emotional, like, regulation and, like, learning about my emotions is going to, I gotta get up on people. Yeah. Trash cans and mess. I think one of the main things that has helped me process and deal with my emotions is going to be acting, because I am an actor. Like, acting is my passion. And I remember my acting teacher telling me, she was like, you can't fake emotions. So you have to, I remember telling her, I was like, I can't get into this emotional connection. I was like, I can't connect to these emotions like everybody else can. It's like, so what can I do to better connect to these emotions? And she was just like, you have to think of a time when you're supposed to be sad. So in acting roles, when I'm supposed to be sad, I'm over here thinking about my aunt's funeral. And I actually got sad because I remember the whole scene and stuff like that. I was able to cry on camera and stuff like that, cry on cue for acting roles. I was like, dang, I can do this. So acting has actually helped me be more emotional, because, like, you can't be a good actor and fake emotions. You have to really experience those emotions to be on camera and stuff like that. So that has definitely helped me as well, I would say. Just to process everything, just to deal with everything correctly and be better with everything, you know what I mean? So being an actor has helped as well to, you know, process the emotions like I've been processing. So I said, sorry, y'all. I'm out here trying to film videos and people walking around and stuff. I'm out here at the beach and whatnot. So yeah, we can, like I said, narcissists definitely can feel emotions. That's why you'll see, like, if you try to leave a narcissist, they'll bust out boohoo crying and stuff like that, and that'll confuse you. You'll be like, I thought narcissists could, I know this person is a narcissist, but I didn't think narcissists could cry or feel emotions. But then you gotta ask yourself, why are they crying? Are they crying because you're leaving them, or are they crying because their life is about to get harder because you're leaving them? Are they crying for you, or are they crying for themselves? You know what I mean? Where is the emotion coming from? Because narcissists can be happy, like I said, like during the love bombing phase. Like, I just know 100% that I was feeling in love and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, during the love bombing phase, it feels like you were 100% in love. Like, when you want to give people all your, you know, you want to give people love, care, and affection and all the other good stuff. You just want to do that type of stuff. You want to give it to them because you love, care for them, you know? And then it just, like I said, like a light switch, it flips off. and things like that. So the love disappears and goes somewhere else. You mean the love gets redirected into some other form of, you know, dissonance and energy and stuff like that. Anyway, y'all, I gotta cut this short. There's so many cars pulling up. I think it's like, what time is it? 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. So yeah, I have to cut it short because people are leaving and stuff like that. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. If you haven't already, like and subscribe for more episodes and stuff like that, because, you know, I'm gonna keep it going. I'm gonna keep everything moving on the channel. I'm truly thankful for all the likes and subscriptions I got so far on YouTube and whatnot. If you listen to this on Anchor, Apple Music or Spotify, hit me that 5 stars and a good rating. I appreciate everybody who's done it so far. I'm thankful. I see it going up. I'm thankful for all of y'all too. Anyways, I love and appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. Mental Illness is out. Peace.